Hello, sports fan Zach Newton, live from the Perry Fieldhouse in beautiful Bowling Green, Ohio, joined in the booth, as always, by Alex Bomas.
Hi, guys.
Alex, what do you think about this one? We've got a real humdinger coming at you.
Well, as far as stats go, these guys are pretty much identical in terms of height and weight. Both average about 5'11", 180. Western Kentucky tends to play more on the offensive side of things, at least from the stat sheet that I'm going from, whereas MSU tends to be more balanced. A few offensive players, a few special teams, catching players, a few evasion and defense. Should be an interesting matchup.
Now, it was interesting in WKU's last game, which we did not cover because we didn't want to, you know, spend another hour and a half talking at you people. You know, they slowed the game down against Grand Valley and really kind of frustrated the Lakers a little bit. Do you think they could keep that going here?
It's possible that they could do it. It sounds awful reminiscent of Delta College's old style of play, basically just wait until the last possible second to throw one ball. I do know that MSU has something in the bag in case that is what happens. I'll be interested to see if they pull that play out.
Well, it certainly will be an interesting game here. Both these teams, I believe, are 1-1 currently.
That's correct.
So this is really important to the seeding of the tournament, how this pans out.
Yep, if Michigan State wins, they will in all likelihood secure the 5 seed. Meanwhile, if Western Kentucky wins, they need to absolutely demolish Michigan State. Otherwise, they're probably looking at the 6.
Well, there you have the seeding implications. This one should be good. Looks like the officials from Kent State, I believe, are about to start this one off. We've got Andrew Swanson from Western checking balls last minute, getting some overinflated balls, I believe, out of there. You look at these teams. Both of these teams are pretty much comprised of players from their own state. A few counterpoints to that example on Michigan State, and notable, I guess, on Western is Daniel Williams. He's out here with a rocking mustache right now that's been painted on. He goes
Michigan
down
State
early
there. Opens up with a hit on number 55 by number 3, Ray Mattial.
Ray Mattial opens with a hit on Daniel Williams. Daniel Williams from Nairobi, Kenya. I didn't even know that until just now. So Michigan State coming out perhaps a little more aggressively than Western. It looks like Western is going to continue playing that Delta-styled offense.
Well, you'll note off the opening rush, Western Kentucky only managed to grab 2 of the 10 dodgeballs. If you're just going to stand there in the back line after the opening rush and just concede that to your opponent, if they're accurate, that can be a fatal mistake.
But the way Western's been playing, they did that same thing against Grand Valley. They didn't emphasize the opening rush as much, and they didn't get hit early on throwbacks.
Right. Unfortunately, you'll also note that there really wasn't much of offensive production going on in that game. Meanwhile, Western Kentucky Hilltoppers on the far sideline, 2 on the near. Throw by Tom Jerry. Yes, I said that right, Tom Jerry. Anyway, blocked ball. The cross-court shot barely misses the hand of number 10 for Western Kentucky, Nick Nyman.
Felix Peroni with a pretty big block early on the near sideline here. Felix has been playing some very elevated dodgeball, especially in the last two games when it comes to blocking. Usually more of a thrower.
Hey, Bowens, can I see that head sheet over there?
Been very active so far on the defensive end for the Hilltoppers.
Yep. Neither side really interested in securing the neutral zone. Both seem to be playing from inside their own zones.
That one came hot into the press box here. You'll hear the thud of rubber on metal. Adam Martin, a great block there. Felix Peroni with an excellent throw, subverting the shot clock.
Michigan State with 3 dodgeballs, Western Kentucky with 7. You're wondering why Western Kentucky isn't pushing up right now.
But they've been playing that ball control offense. They've tried to control the court a lot more, forcing you to throw from deeper on your own side.
Quick throw from number 10 for Western Kentucky, Nick Nyman, ends up going into the net. No good.
Ian Childs, Michigan State's captain, moves up to the into the neutral zone on Western side. He steps back. He's in the middle. Throws side, but manages to miss all 3 Hilltoppers on that sideline.
Mm-hmm. Those 3 Hilltoppers joined with 1 more moving on that far sideline. They're getting close to the opponent's neutral zone line. 1 throws, blocked by Malnor.
Tyler Johnson, a dot Kentucky native. Yeah, it's a dot. Like, on the map, it's really insignificant. Making that throw there, coming up just a bit short, though.
Throw by number 24, one of the arms, Andy Kazara from Michigan State, ends up parting the Red Sea of Hilltoppers, no hits.
Nick Nyman goes down. Tyler Johnson also goes down. some Hilltopper attack kind of biting them there a little bit.
Hilltopper's got the balls, but Michigan State has the manpower right now. I'm seeing 8 balls for the Hilltoppers, 2 for Michigan State. And 13 Spartans still on the court.
Several Hilltoppers have gone down early. This one. The Hilltoppers have been trying to drag out points a little bit, make you pick your battles as the opposition. We're currently close to 4 minutes into this one, a little less than 3.5 right now.
Getting back to the slowdown offense tactic, not necessarily the worst idea against Michigan State. If you can get them frustrated, they will make mistakes. However, with a catch by John Rendering, number 26 for Michigan State, number 88 for Western Kentucky goes out, and it's starting to look like the tide is turning in favor of the Spartans.
The only issue with this offense that WKU's playing right now is that the people that are normally blocking are having to be more aggressive and make throws, and those are guys you don't usually want throwing the dodgeball.
There's also less of a margin for error. You cannot screw up. You cannot lose a block ball. You cannot get caught out if you're going to have so few possessions.
So a little lull in the action here.
Again, Western Kentucky with the majority of balls, seeming a bit timid about going up to that far neutral zone line. Meanwhile, Michigan State advancing. Blocks the incoming fire from Western Kentucky.
The thing that Western is doing very well with their ball control offense, though, is they're really countering the attack with not even necessarily with throws back, but they're really making the Spartans rethink their attack moves.
You'll note there that number 20 for Western Kentucky, Jared McKinney, had a cross-court shot end up about 6 inches behind him. He never saw it, never reacted. You've got to watch out for those against Michigan State's offense. They know how to do this. I should know. I taught them. And a hit takes out Tom Jerry from Michigan State.
Yeah, the Hilltoppers certainly still, they're deep in their own zone, but they're not being lackadaisical. They're not making mental mistakes.
Meanwhile, 6 Hilltoppers left facing 12 Spartans. You got just under 20 minutes to play, and Josh Raymer goes out.
Oh, and one of the Spartans takes one to the phalanx, if you will.
Off a block, yeah.
Off a block right into the moneymaker, if you buy into that philosophy.
Spartans charge after the throwing Hilltopper.
Jared McKinney makes a catch.
Very good effort backpedaling.
He stepped out, but I believe he still got the catch, so a Hilltopper will come in.
Correct.
Not a lot you can do about that. Did still make the catch, though. Good play by McKinney. Just got to be a little more court aware.
Yep. We've got 5 Hilltoppers left. They're going to have a 10-second shot clock right here. Come on, you're still dealing with 12 Spartans. Nice block by Jared Smith, number 11 for Michigan State.
That ball actually bounced off a Michigan State Spartan so hard that Luke Gillum for the Hilltoppers just made the catch.
Cam Massimino, usually able to reel those in. Unfortunately, hand just managed to reach out and smack it. Goes right back to Western Kentucky. 4 Hilltoppers, 11 Spartans. Spartans converge on number 55 for Western Kentucky. It's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with it. Says who?
So some disputes happening here.
18 minutes, 15 seconds left in the first half. 2 Hilltoppers facing a mess of Spartans.
However, this is something that we talked about in the pregame show. These Spartans don't necessarily have that killer instinct. And Kyle Dahl and Jake Ryle. Jake Ryle, probably one of the most – he's undersized, I'll give him that, but he's certainly aggressive. And Kyle Dahl.
Number 3, Ray Matteo hiding near the outline, a tactic often used by Western Kentucky. Hilltoppers fire. Matteo moves forward, gets hit from behind by Rendering. 26 for Western Kentucky.
Jake Ryle
was so focused on Matteo, John Rendering ran forward on the opposite sideline, pegged him square in the back.
The thing about that situation is if you are Jake Ryle, you've got to make the throw at Matteo. You've got to get rid of the ball. Even if you don't know there's a guy coming, you've still got to make that throw low and you've got to get him out.
Meanwhile, last man standing for Western Kentucky would be number 6, Kyle Dahl. Throws, miss. Spartans hit. Get Dahl as he steps out of bounds and gets hit. Score is going to be 1-0 Spartans, 17-20 left in the first.
It's looking like it's going to be a pretty eventful matchup. That point drug on, which I think is part of Western's game plan. Looks like some of the Michigan State players calling you out there, Bomas.
Not surprising. God knows they do it enough in practice.
Well, there you are. Certainly going to be interesting to see how this one plays out. I mean, the Hilltoppers killed nearly 8 minutes playing that slow-down dodgeball. So it's interesting. It's going to be interesting to see as this one carries on exactly how this plays out. We'll be right back on the Average Joe's podcast.
We'll be up here.
All right, sports fans, we are back live. Play has resumed. The second point of this Michigan State Western Kentucky game has just picked up. The Spartans going to work early.
Starting with a catch by Andrew Kazar, number 24 for Michigan State.
You know, it's something you can't let yourselves do in this game is getting a hole like that, making catches and.
Well, on the upside for the listeners, though, it'll force Western Kentucky out of their shell as number 42 for Michigan State makes a catch. Western Kentucky has to get more aggressive if they plan to stay in this fight. Delta ball is only a sound strategy when you're, in fact, winning the ball game. The fact that new teams are often not quite cognizant of.
J.D. Gillum, he's a freshman for Western. One of his few game appearances here. He played a career game against Grand Valley earlier, had 6 kills in that first half.
And a catch by Kyle Schubel from Michigan State takes down another Hilltopper.
But he's dropped two balls that he was blocking.
And another catch by number 17, Zach Bauer. Spartan special teams definitely coming to play this point.
Well, I certainly agree. They're catching everything that's thrown at them. But you can also trace that all these throws by the Hilltoppers have been very catchable. They've been up more towards the chest, and you can't do that against a team that plays defense as well as Michigan State.
More importantly, these shots have been isolated. You see one throw come over, another one throw come over, and they keep getting caught in succession. A couple of throws after Kyle Schubel, but no hits there. Hilltoppers starting to get together on coordinating and doing some team throws, but they're going to have to start tuning it up if they want to stay in this fight early.
Yeah, they've really got to pull together here as a team down to just 6 Hilltoppers versus I believe the entire Spartan lineup is in right now.
Well, 13 or so, but anyway, the fact remains Spartans have a decisive advantage. Meanwhile, it's Western Kentucky with all the dodgeballs, save for one with Captain Childs and another with assistant captain Joe Marotta. Hilltopper fires down the near sideline. Rich, for number 37 for Michigan State, jumps over it. Rich fires down the near sideline, also a miss.
Childs comes up and threatens, but drops back. It looks like he's going to play blocker a little for what looks like the next Hilltopper salvo. Swanson comes up the near sideline. He's got a ball. He doesn't have a blocker, though.
Joe Marotta, Ian Childs, the only Spartans with balls. Ian Childs blocks.
Andrew Swanson with a big catch. That's going to take Ian Childs out and send Tyler Jury back in for the Hilltoppers.
This is the sort of thing that you need to see happen. Western Kentucky had 9 of the 10 dodgeballs. It was left to Ian Childs. He had the throw. Unfortunately for him, Western Kentucky reeled it in. More situations like that are going to be what win him the game.
Tom Schatzinger got war painted on his forehead. He goes down there. Missed the block by about just inches, and it got his leg, and he is down.
Number 17, Zach Bauer from Michigan State, has been holding his hand behind his arms for a long time, trying to fake like he has one. Trying to set up that play action.
Joe Marotta, the assistant captain, he's backing off as 3 Hilltoppers come up the near sideline. Charles Spice, Tyler Jury,
Hilltoppers
and Andrew Swanson.
Court.
It's a little bit of a feint there by the Hilltoppers. They've stepped up, pushed the Spartans back.
If they have a hands player, someone who can catch on that team, it might not be the worst situation. Leave the one guy who can catch without a ball. Hopefully, you'll get Cam Asimino or possibly Andy Kazara to throw at them and get a quick catch.
But you've got to have those catches. There's a kill. Oh, great opportunity for a team catch by the Hilltoppers, and they miss it.
Meanwhile, Kyle Schubel mishandles a throw by the Western Kentucky. He's out as well. I see 5 Hilltoppers left, and I am also counting about 10 Spartans left on the court.
Western really slowly but surely whittling down. Tyler Jury gets a kill right off the shoulder of number 37 for Michigan State. Jason Rich Tyler Drew with an excellent block there. Gets his ball up in front of his face.
Solid block. Kazar is one of the hardest throwers for the Spartans. Nice low throw by number 20 for Western Kentucky. Didn't hit anything, but that's the kind of throw you need to develop in order to be a competent player.
Especially if you're going to play this slow down dodgeball where you've got to make the one throw, I guess, a firing round. When you know you got these nets that don't rebound around the court, you're not getting balls back if you're only throwing one at a time. You've got to make those throws count. McKinney's throw right there is an excellent example of what those throws have to look like.
Well, ammunition hasn't really been Western Kentucky's problem. I mean, they've consistently had 8, 9, 10 of the dodgeballs, but it's what they've been doing with them. Just one-on-one throws are not going to work for them. Meanwhile, after a skirmish in action, a couple of Hilltoppers, a couple of Spartans go down. You're left with 3 Hilltoppers, and I'm counting approximately 10 or 11 Spartans left on the court.
Looks like another Spartan went down there to Jake Ryle. Jake is...
And Joe Marotta, number 13, gets hit in the face by number 26 for Western Kentucky.
Jake Ryle, I believe, just made a great play on the ball. You know, really got right up on Marotta and hit him in a place where he can't really dodge it, the face.
Marotta's hands were right there. Unfortunately, a bit too wide. Ball kept going.
Jake Ryle with a great block, and now he's pressing. Oh!
Number 20 accidentally goes out of bounds. Referee gets hit square in the face. We're down to 2 Hilltoppers. And I'm counting 8 Spartans left on the court.
Jake Ryle with just a rocket ship throw off the chest of
Hilltoppers Mattio. Have almost all the dodgeballs. We are dealing with, I see Bauer and I see Massimino for the Spartans. Throwing at number 26, both no good. 26 charges, advances, throws.
Jake Ryle gets another kill, and then he gets back really quickly. Andrew Swanson, big catch.
Another couple quick catches on both sides. We're still down to 2 Hilltoppers, and I am counting 7 Spartans.
And Bill Banks, one of the big Hilltopper arms, is back in, and Swanson has been picked off a lot of Lakers in the last game. He's been picking off a few Spartans in this one as well.
Couple throws by the Spartans. Number 4 for Western Kentucky makes an easy block. Starts trying to force the issue. Advancing about it, his own Michigan State's neutral zone line. Hilltopper throws. Jared Smith from Michigan State and Alante Milton both throw. Both misses. Hilltoppers backed up. Tons of dodgeballs on their back line. They bring up 2.
You can hear Hilltoppers communicating. Watch the cross. It's a big part of Michigan State's offense. Bill Banks gets a kill. And then he goes down, and it's just Andrew Swanson, one of the Hilltopper veterans.
One ball inside of Michigan State Spartans. They give it to their big man, Andy Kazar, number 24. Kazar advances, throws, hits.
Swanson cannot make the catch, so Michigan State's going to take a 2-point lead in this one. Just a little under 10 minutes left, 9:56. Scores Michigan State 2, Western Kentucky nothing.
All right, this is a point where the leadership of a team has to really evaluate their offensive scheme. The plan to play Delta ball, if it continues, would be a poor decision by the captains. The fact of the matter is, you're down 2-0. You know what happens if you have this sort of a trend continue. You need to start opening up the playbook. You need to start throwing more dodgeballs. You need to start throwing them together, and you really, really need to try and keep Michigan State on that back line.
You know, at the same time, at this point in the game, you know, they're down 2-0 inside 10 in the first. A comeback is very reasonable. But at this point, you know, looking at what we discussed earlier where Western has, you know, an almost an insurmountable game to play in order to pass Bowling Green for that next highest seed if they were to beat Michigan State, you could almost make an argument for just keep playing Delta ball and save your arms for tomorrow, because you're going to have a tough road tomorrow no matter how you finish today.
Well, if they lose this game, though, Ohio State's going to pass them. And DePaul, if they somehow beat Central Michigan, will pass them as well. There is still plenty at stake in this last round for the NCAA postseason tournament.
Well, I certainly agree that there's plenty at stake, but I mean the argument can certainly be made that by saving your arms, you put yourself in a good position, especially against, you know, probably I would say in better condition teams, your Michigan teams who've played game after game after game this season.
That may be as we head to the third opening rush for Michigan State versus Western Kentucky. Michigan State picks up 8 out of 10 and hits 99 on a throwback relay.
Adam Martin goes down early. Bill Banks caught one, but just a little too late.
He was hit.
Number four for Western Kentucky. Very unfortunate position.
Caught one with his legs. Couldn't get his arms wrapped around the one that hit him right in the center of the chest.
Throw by Bauer on the near sideline for Michigan State. No good. Number five for Western Kentucky. Kind of standing out there by himself. Gets helped by number 15.
Luke Gillum looking for that chest pass. It's a kind of a Western signature, if you will. So
Western Kentucky with 7 of the 10 dodgeballs. Number 13 advances, blocked by Alex Acton. Spartans start advancing with their 3 dodgeballs. Throw by Acton, blocked.
Luke Gillum with a block in the corner, protecting Malcolm Lunsford, one of the Hilltopper arms on that play. Gillum also a great – Gillum one of the better sideline players in the game, the slippery fish, we call him.
Spartans with 4 dodgeballs, their full complement of players. 2 throws by the Spartans in conjunction, both of them missed. Meanwhile, number 54 for Western Kentucky takes out Ian Childs.
Tyler Johnson picking up a kill, coming out of the back and taking out some of Michigan State's leadership. And there's Kyle Dahl with the wacky waving arm flailing inflatable tube man offense.
You'll note the Hilltoppers have really started to advance, which is what they need to be doing. They need to keep Michigan State back on their baseline in order to put some pressure on them. Don't give them room to maneuver.
You certainly don't want to look out, folks. That one is in the press box here. You certainly don't want to make it any easier for them.
Western Kentucky Hilltoppers with 7 dodgeballs again. 3 on the right side, 1 middle, 1 near sideline. Isolated throw from the far sideline, nowhere near. Alex Acton charges forward. Lets up to wait for his teammates to come at him. And a quick hit on number 15, Charles Spice by Dominic Carruthers.
He is not a small man, Alex.
Meanwhile, 2 Hilltoppers advancing far sideline. 1 throws. It's, I believe that's number 15 for Michigan State, Drew Bubbles.
Drew Bubbles goes down. The Hilltoppers slowly kind of starting to swing the momentum back here a little bit.
7 minutes left in the first half. Michigan State leads Western Kentucky 2-0. Hilltoppers have most of the ammunition on this court so far.
Alex Acton moving up and throwing.
A couple of Hilltoppers get their heads out of the way in just the nick of time.
Luke Gillum with a crafty dodge here on the near sideline. He's staying alive. We've got 3 Hilltoppers coming up the near sideline. Johnson, looks like Daniel Williams, and Luke Gillum. They call back the assault.
Mishandling by Andy Malner, number 29, sends him out. Good throw by the Western Kentucky Hilltopper. About 60 foot on that throw.
So Johnson, Ryle, and Daniel Williams call off the offense, and the Spartans now pressing a little.
Yep. Hilltoppers fighting their way back. 10 Hilltoppers, 11 Spartans.
Luke Gillum with another good throw at the feet, getting the player off balance. However, there was no second throw there.
Nice block by Rendring, number 26, on the far sideline. Some isolated throws by the Hilltoppers. They have to watch it. They've been sailing high for the most part. But if those start coming in at torso level, that's probably right where Michigan State wants them.
Daniel Williams with a great throw, nearly straight at the ground. Tyler Johnson goes down on a cross-court shot from, I believe, number 94, Kyle Schubel for the Spartans.
Yep, 10 Spartans, 9 Hilltoppers. A couple of throws right down the middle by Michigan State. No hits.
A nice shot
by John Rendring. Takes 76 out in midair.
Luke Gillum made a great call on the near sideline as that action was developing. So it's a 1-for-1 trade-off. It's let me check the count here.
Looks like number 76 for Western Kentucky is stepping a little gingerly there.
Yeah, he went down hard on the... He went down hard on the knees there, I believe. So it looks like 3 Spartans on the front, 3 of the 7 remaining. Hilltoppers have, it looks, 8 players in still. So
8 Hilltoppers left playing, I believe, 7 Spartans.
The advantage has turned a little bit. Jay Crow with a great block. Daniel Williams misses the baby cross court. So we've got McKinney, Gillum, Nyman, Raymer, the captain and senior leader. Daniel Williams, Jay Crow, and Luke Gillum in for the Hilltoppers. What's the Spartan lineup looking like, Alex?
Let's see. I see Acton. I see Massimino. I see Hiller, Middleton, Kazara, and I believe that's number. I can't see the one that's on the far corner. Some isolated throws both sides. Not much action centering home.
Michigan State got deep into the shot clock there. About 14 and a half is when they got the throw off to reset it.
Western Kentucky advancing. Isolated throw by Michigan State. Comes short of the Hilltopper's feet. Hilltopper in isolation gets caught by number 46, Kevin Miller.
Daniel Williams, number 55 for the Hilltoppers. Just that one, I think, slipped north on him a little bit. It was a very catchable ball.
And brings in Ian Childs, team captain for Michigan State.
And coughing a little. Looks like he's got a little frog in his throat there, but I don't think it's nerves.
Nope, 7 Spartans, 6 Hilltoppers. Next Hilltopper out is going to turn on that 10-second shot clock. Western Kentucky better watch out. They need a catch at this point to stay safe.
They need a catch, and they need a couple of big kills here to get back in this one.
Lante Middleton moving up near sideline. A couple Spartans on the other sideline advancing as well. Hilltoppers in a retreat.
Luke Gillum goes down. Alonzo Middleton gets the kill on the sideline, the near sideline here in front of us.
Hilltoppers down to 5 players. Their 10-second shot clock is on. We have under 3 minutes left in the first half. Michigan State leads Western Kentucky 2-0.
This is an excellently played game, too. Ian Childs and Alex Acton charge hard, throw cross court, but both miss.
And a catch by Alex Acton, number 72 for Michigan State, brings in number 17, Zach Bauer.
So the swing there is huge. There's now 4 Hilltoppers and
8 Spartans.
So it's not looking good for the Hilltoppers here. You've got to start catching balls or killing people
Raymer
pretty consistently.
Raymer back on the baseline inside the paint.
I think Nyman gets the foot. Great throw off the toe there. Not a lot you can do about that one.
Nope. Definitely can't get your hands under it in that amount of time. 7 Spartans, 4 Hilltoppers, under 2 minutes to play. Raymer throws. Miss.
Raymer goes down.
Captain for MSU, Ian Childs, takes out. Captain for WKU, number 20 for Western Kentucky, sticks his hand out, and Jared McKinney will have to go to the sideline, mishandles that one.
You know, it's if you're gonna go after a catch, you got to go after it hard. That's exactly what happens.
Both hands, and preferably try and get your torso in front of it as a backstop. Number 10 and number 9 for Western Kentucky are only ones left. They have 90 seconds to kill in order to save this point. Spartans eager to catch by Miller, takes out number 10.
And J.D. Gillum, who's definitely a Western blocker.
Misses.
And a catch just happens on Gillum's chest pass. And that'll do it for point 3, and the Hilltoppers go down 3-0.
Yeah, unfortunately, this looks like the Delta plan backfired. I believe they call it their Bravos game, or at least that's what I heard one of their other players say earlier today. At this point, you know, you're playing a fairly good team, but they aren't head and shoulders above you. Really, second half is probably a good chance for Western Kentucky to just go completely wild, see if they can't get a quick momentum shift, and then try and claw their way back from there.
Yeah, with just a minute 10 left on the clock, they'll just tack that time onto the second half. We were in halftime here, and the final game of the afternoon. Currently Michigan State 3, Western Kentucky 0. We'll be right back for second half dodgeball action. This is Zach Newton.
And Alex Bomas.
On the Average Joe's Podcast. All right, sports fans, we are back. This is the Average Joe's Podcast live from the Perry Fieldhouse in beautiful Bowling Green, Ohio. We're covering some last round pool play action for you here with the Michigan State Spartans currently leading 3-0 over the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers. Alex, what do you think the Hilltoppers need to adjust here in the second half if they want to win?
Well, first off, they need to abandon that slowdown offense. The fact of the matter is, it sounds simple. Don't try and slow the clock down when you're losing. But so many teams, and this is not isolated Western Kentucky, this is everybody, seem to get in that mindset and then just try and grind it out. It's just unfortunate because that's exactly the time when you really need to step up your game, and really start working back and forth. You're going to see who, which team has done their cardio throughout the year, as you see people charge back and forth, similar to the MSU-GVSU game earlier today.
Agreed. If Western has not just given up the ghost and is going to play for tomorrow and save their arms, then they're going to need to pick the tempo up. And, you know, that slow tempo game was effective against Grand Valley, who I don't believe had prepared for it, but it seemed that Michigan State had. And that is something that they're doing very well. That preparation is definitely showing through in the Spartans game today.
Well, it's my understanding that Michigan State was very excited when they found out they were playing Western Kentucky, and they wanted to make sure those friends from the South just know how things are up in the Tundra State.
The Tundra State, indeed. So it looks like we are lining up here. Ian Childs wrangling his Spartans. The official has given us the readies, and we have dodgeball.
26:08 left in the second half.
So,
catch by number 55 for Western Kentucky. Then gets clipped in the shin.
Nothing really you can do about that. The catch helps, but it's not really effective if you don't make it stick. Nyman gets a kill on the far sideline, taking out number 27 for the Spartans, Cameron Massimino, I believe is how that's pronounced. Cameron Massimino for the... we had some dispute on the... apparently some contact on the opening rush, but, you know, we've discussed it in the podcast a couple times. It's kind of something that happens. I mean, you've got big bodies going for tiny balls. You know, nothing... There's going to be contact. It happens. I mean...
Hilltoppers with seven balls, only advance four, throw two. Meanwhile, the one throw by Michigan State hits number 10 for us. Kentucky
right
on the foot.
Yeah, gets him right on the top of the foot. Not a whole lot you can do.
Expect a team throw from the Spartans here. And now Kentucky, if they want to get back in this game, we're going to grab all those balls and charge forward. Instead, isolated throw by Western Kentucky, caught by Armel Johnson, number five.
Team catch, so the Hilltopper player stays in.
Hilltoppers with, I believe, seven dodgeballs. One throw takes out Johnson. Three miss Renzo.
I believe
right
we lost
box.
The charger for the MacBook Pro on that one as the ball comes into the press box. If somebody hits this
Did
laptop, I will come in here. I will come out there and personally tear somebody a new cola.
Well, it was one of your teammates, so.
I don't care who it is. They'll get a new cola. They'll poop funny for a week, but they'll get over it.
Eight dodgeballs for Western Kentucky Hilltoppers, yet they are not running forward. It's confusing as to why they aren't trying to stress the issue at this point.
Apparently Alex Heigelbeck called out. Charles Spice gets hit on the top of the foot.
Nice hit by Alante Middleton, number 14 for Michigan State. Spartans with only two dodgeballs, plenty of pump fakers on the far sideline.
Tom Schatzinger, they call him War. Got it painted on his forehead there. Stanzi kind of looks at a ball behind him and challenges a Michigan State player to run back there and likely get decked by Jared Silverthorne or Andrew Swanson, who were waiting.
I'm counting seven dodgeballs for the Hilltoppers. Still a mystery why they aren't trying to push the Spartans back.
It's quite possible they are really just trying to save their arms at this point, just kind of ride this one out.
And a team catch made by Jerry, number 68 for Michigan State, saves Alex Acton, number 72.
Looks like it came off a ball there on the what was called a team catch, but apparently called off a ball. So the Hilltoppers wait. There's five of them remaining. 10-second clock. Rengering goes down for the Spartans.
Just under 23 minutes left in the second half. Spartans lead 3-0. Six Hilltoppers left, number six for Western Kentucky, hiding near his outline, looking to get a cross-court shot going.
Kyle Dahl drops an awesome, very well executed. Jared Silverthorne ducks under the throw from Elante Middleton of the Spartans. Kyle Dahl with some crafty dodging and some crafty footwork to stay in bounds. Look at the Hilltoppers playing great help defense. Wiseman went down and Andrew Swanson converged to block him until he could get back to his feet. That's great coaching.
Solid defense. That's what you're looking for.
The Hilltoppers Hilltoppers are picking their battles here.
And they're also getting more active, which is what I like to see. The fact of the matter is they're actually playing the game, which is really opening up some opportunities for them as Michigan State getting a little careless.
There's the Michigan State's one throw to reset the shot clock. Wiseman. Silverthorne with some excellent dodging. Dahl got wrenched right in the face with that one. And then some crafty dodging by Dahl to get out of that one.
Meanwhile, 21 minutes and change left. I'm counting six Hilltoppers and about 10 Spartans left on the court. A couple of the Spartans getting livid about some activity coming on the near sideline. Questions about whether players got hit or not. Unsure whether it's justified. Meanwhile, a catch by number 46, Kevin Miller from Michigan State. And another diving catch.
So definitely some questionable calls and a lot of debate down here on the sideline. Meanwhile, the Spartans have all but taken control of this game.
Andre Swanson continuing some safe defense. Swanson takes out Armel Johnson. Kevin Miller at 46 ends up jumping out of bounds as he makes the throw. He's going to be on the sideline as well.
Was across the neutral zone trying to get the old suicide kill for the win. Great throw by Swanson. Keeps the ball low, bounces short of the neutral zone. He's staying on his sideline. He's got plenty of balls back there. Looks like he's got five back there. He's trying to find one he likes.
Spartans backing up using their tire offense, looking for a long throw back and forth.
And it bounces off Swanson's shoulder. Then he tries to duck under it.
19 minutes, 53 seconds left in the second half. Michigan State takes a 4-0 lead.
It's kind of clear. To a certain extent, that Western is just going to play this one safe and ride it out. I think that they're a little more aggressive than they were early, but I don't think it's aggressive enough that they look like that they would be playing for a win here.
Well, at this point, you'd have to score roughly every 5 minutes. That's looking unlikely given the pace of the game thus far. However, this would provide a nice 20-minute opportunity for the Hilltoppers to try out some either new combinations, new lineups, and possibly work on their catching skill set.
Yeah, it looks like Raymer's talking to some players on the sideline. He's moving some things around. If he left his iPhone over here, he keeps his lineups, you know, stored on that handy iPhone, in I believe a JPEG format. So if it's quite possible that he's going to experiment with some different lineups, maybe see try some new packages, some new throw groups, really see what works here late.
One thing I would like to see from them is if they're in a situation where they have 10 balls, they run forward. They don't necessarily all have to throw upon getting there, but at least seeing them force the Spartans to back up to their baseline would go a long way towards establishing dominance in a closer game.
Yeah, I think that the offensive scheme we're seeing late in the day, they seem to play aggressive against Platteville, but now it seems like they're playing a more relaxed version of some madness kind of ensuing. A catch by Charles Spice.
And then gets hit right in the foot. Underhand throw by Dom Carruthers from Michigan State.
It's an interesting throwing style.
Captain Ian Childs getting a little heated with one of the officials complaining about kicking by Western Kentucky's team. Again, unsure if it's justified, but you can see that Michigan State is clearly getting frustrated.
Yeah, it seems that the officiating this way, or the officiating in both games, Kyle Dahl with a nutmeg of some crafty dodging there by Dahl. Heichelbeck goes down for the Hilltoppers.
And as if on cue, both teams' offense is starting to go into a flurry, throws going all over the place.
It seems to me that this one is escalating.
The only hit I've gotten this
time. Sure, the folks at home might have heard that one. I don't know. It looks like seems the officiating in this game both ways is a little lackluster.
You know, they might be missing stuff on the opening rush. I do agree, but
at the same time, you know, there's certainly calls both ways that are definitely being missed.
Oh, I'm not trying to insinuate anything. You have six officials, 10 dodgeballs, about 30 players. The fact of the matter is there's always going to be something missed.
It's a lot to watch. I think it's more than possibly any sport. You know, it's where football, you have a whole officiating crew. In dodgeball, you have six officials. Like
meanwhile, Hilltoppers and Spartans have 11 apiece. Western Kentucky finally charging forward.
Oh! Yeah! Felix, you're the best dodger ever!
And takes 26, John Rendering out on Michigan State side. We've got 17 minutes and 45 seconds left in the second half. This one, Spartans up 4-0. I believe we've got 10 Spartans, 10 Hilltoppers each.
Kyle Dahl just kind of dribbling his ball around, waiting to see exactly what develops there by the Spartans, but nothing really. There's a miss by the big green, and then Western just kind of waits. Again, back in that Delta-styled offense, they got a little aggressive. Now Raymer issuing some hand motions. Sends the Gillums forward.
Nice.
Luke Gillum gets hit in the leg. If he had turned around a second earlier, he might have made that catch, but he was just a little late on the reaction.
A lot of players have a tendency to turn and run after a throw. Now, naturally, they need to be backing up, but they need to exert some extra effort and try and backpedal if possible. Occasionally, you'll have a player intentionally run backwards only to spin and catch, but it didn't look like it on that one. In any event, I'm counting 8 Hilltoppers, and I'm looking at 10 Spartans. Both sides seem to have a fair number of dodgeballs, so this one could shift either way in the coming
push
seconds.
Come on, we got balls, go!
McKinney and Lunsford moving up. There's a throw by McKinney, low. Excellent throw.
Hey, question, why are you only throwing one?
Alex Heichelbeck now echoing, jokingly, some heckling that Western experienced in the... During the Grand Valley game from one of their fans, a little uncouth. I thought it was a little unprofessional myself.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
During the Grand Valley game, Western playing this Delta offense, really frustrated Grand Valley.
Sounds about right.
You could say that they had a very profound effect on them. Even so much that some of Grand Valley's fans, parents even, started heckling the Hilltoppers.
Meanwhile, 8 Hilltoppers, 9 Spartans left on the court. Looks like Hilltoppers have 7 of the 10 dodgeballs in play. Childs and Jerry on the far sideline, Marotta on the near, but all at midcourt. Solid blocks by Jerry. Looks to be a little bit hurt off that last one.
He got the ball. I got balls. Kyle Dahl throws a bounce pass.
Hey, part of the plan. Keep your eyes on it.
Yeah, Kyle Dahl is certainly one of the most... Well, to be honest with you guys at home, Kyle's kind of dumb. And so you never really know what Kyle's going to do. Yesterday, Kyle was supposed to ride with us up here to Ohio, and we call him at 2 when we're supposed to leave, and Kyle is mowing his lawn.
You know what Kyle does not do? Block.
Kyle does not block. You will never. If you see Kyle don't block, you're going to be really confused.
Shot clock violation on the part of Western Kentucky. Looks like Michigan State's going to have all 10 dodgeballs. Clock still continuing to run. Should be stopped right now.
Looks like the Hilltoppers calling the Louisville game. I don't know what this could mean.
Flying V.
Oh, they're calling the Flying V of Mighty Duck fame.
Spartans line up, take their shots. Oh, and
oh, it's the dive, and Tyler Johnson makes a catch and gets a block.
Raymer gets one in the foot, pop up. I didn't know if it was catchable on the way down. Don't think it was. Catch by Malner.
Kyle Dahl's throw up a little bit, up into the chest of Ian Childs. He makes a catch. Nick Nyman nearly loses that one.
10 Spartans, 5 Hilltoppers. We have about 14 minutes to play.
Bill Banks, the Maori warrior, got those big gauges and gets a kill.
You know,
Western really doesn't have a big Michigan State kind of doesn't either to an extent have a big intimidating presence like you get out of like Vagim Bagoli from DePaul or some of the other players, Spencer Jardine from Saginaw. They don't really have a guy with the big bulk. I mean, they got Heichelbeck, but he's not that good.
Western Kentucky fighting back.
They got Bill Banks now leading this offensive attack. He's a freshman. We got a rocketized animal for an arm.
Western Kentucky evens the score up. You've got five Hilltoppers, six Spartans left on the court.
This one is really turning into a barn burner at this point.
And a headshot by Carruthers.
They're going to say he did not make the catch. They're going to say he trapped it. Nyman goes down.
Underhand throw by Carruthers gets the Hilltopper square in the face. Teammate almost gets underneath it, hits the ground just before.
Johnson goes down.
Yep.
Bill Banks go down.
Hilltoppers down to two. Spartans at five.
Jerry McKinney with a good play to knock his ball back.
Catch by Malner.
Catch, and now Malcolm Lunsford is all that remains.
Malner misses him by inches.
Goes right in on the feet, an excellent throw.
Malcolm.
Here comes Malcolm Lunsford.
At midcourt.
Just swinging at 26.
Throws, misses.
Lunsford wings it, gets back.
Drew Bubbles, number 15 for Michigan State. Only one of the six with a dodgeball. You're down to one Hilltopper, number 13 for Western Kentucky.
Malcolm only takes one ball with him.
Malcolm throws, comes short.
Missed.
Missed by Drew.
He stepped on a ball.
You are
Looks like Lunsford stays in. So, Malcolm Lunsford.
He out! He out! Hey, he stepped out again!
He made the catch before he stepped out, though.
Two Hilltoppers left, five Spartans.
Williams throws low and misses. You know, some interesting, some peculiar action in this game, but
both Hilltoppers looking to do some teamwork. Isolated throw by number 13 for Western Kentucky. Spartans charge. Get number 55.
And that'll do it for that point. With looks like 11. A little over 11 minutes left. Michigan State takes a 5-0 lead.
Well, you do have to appreciate the effort Western Kentucky put into that last point. It lasted about, 6 minutes. And the fact of the matter is they got it down to a reasonable level. A few more catches, a few more blocks, and that might have gone the other way.
Yeah, you know, the Hilltoppers just missed a couple catches that they really needed. The team catch over there would have been really big. In terms of shifting the momentum, and Johnson just came up a little bit short.
Spartans continue to be a little heated during some of these calls. Not necessarily any fault of Western Kentucky or anyone else, just with so much going on, six officials can get overwhelmed pretty easily.
Yeah, tempers are certainly flaring in this one, Alex. It's turning into a real heated argument, if you will, even though the game is really not even that close.
Well, as I said earlier, I believe Michigan State was real interested in welcoming Western Kentucky to Michigan Dodgeball, just in case Grand Valley hadn't done it for him.
Who? Adam said Herbie and the Wizards.
Ladies and gentlemen, a call to one of the greatest video game rock bands ever, Herbie and the Wizards. Bill Banks with a big catch to start off.
Lazy, unforced error by Andy Kazara, number 24. That was an absolute lob.
You know, at this point, if you were Michigan State, the last thing you want to do is give up the shutout. You know, you're currently beating a team worse than the Grand Valley Lakers did. To give up the shutout, to blow the shutout, if you will, would be really devastating to their momentum heading into Sunday.
Yeah, it's looking like at this point Michigan State is going to pick up the 5 seed if things go the way they have been at the other games. We'll let you know about that later today.
Yeah, we will. That information will probably, I'm sure it'll be posted online. Felix, can you confirm that?
What?
The bracket be online?
Yeah.
The bracket will be online, and so you'll be able to see that later on. You'll also be able to see how some of the our picks racked up. Oh, Michigan State throwing.
Team catch by the Spartans, and I believe number 99 from Western Kentucky got hit as he was diving to the floor. He's moving a little gingerly on one foot.
And J.D. Gillum also looked like they actually collided. Gillum rolled over the top of Martin. They may have hit legs, it looked like.
Shake it off, you wuss. Braveheart never had a sprained leg.
And a throw in traffic by Rich, number 35, takes out a Hilltopper.
Yeah, nothing about his ankle, though.
And a team catch by Alex Acton brings in Tom Jerry, number 68. Six dodgeballs on the side of the Hilltoppers. I believe I see 9 of their players left on the court. Spartans have almost their full complement.
Josh Raymer, the sacrificial lamb here, looks at Nick Nyman takes out Alante Middleton, despite the fact that Middleton had a ball.
Yep, managed to get it just under the blocker. Middleton, I don't believe, saw it coming, or the throw is just playing too fast for him. Anyway, he's going to be off to the sideline. 3 Spartans on the far sideline, 2 on the near. Near ones throw, both nowhere near their mark.
Nick Nyman for the Hilltoppers, and that throw on Middleton just came up, caught him sleeping, and just snuck one right in, hit him right about the bread basket. You know, I mean, Nyman, one of the big arms for the Hilltoppers. They're going to need a big performance out of him tomorrow if they want to be competitive.
Right now, 5 dodgeballs on each side. Spartans have the Hilltoppers backed up into the corners. A couple of throws by the Hilltoppers, both blocked by the Spartans.
Nyman makes a throw, and it's knocked down and knocked back to the Michigan State side.
8.5 minutes to go left in the game. Spartans lead 5-0. We have 9 Hilltoppers left. And about 10, 11 Spartans.
Tom Schatzinger with 2 excellent blocks, almost a third. Kyle Dahl goes down, though. Schatzinger can't quite get a ball on that one in defense.
Those blocks by 21 for Western Kentucky, real impressive when you consider they came from opposite directions in a very short amount of time.
Tom Schatzinger really not letting his people down. The war paint on the forehead indicative, I guess, of some kind of tribal connection. And he is certainly playing like a great warrior of his tribe. Luke Gillum nearly got blindsided by a Michigan State cross there.
Oh my gosh.
Wow. Catch by Tom Jerry, number 5 for Western Kentucky, goes down.
Another throw slipped high for Gillum, and there was really nothing he could do about it at that point. Jerry just roped it in. Look at the Western Kentucky Hilltoppers just staying on the attack there and really kind of, I guess, getting Jerry unnerved. And actually they got all their players back to the sidelines without any even a throw from Jerry.
Well, Jerry knew he was outmanned. The Hilltoppers, for whatever reason, didn't force the issue on him. They did eventually throw individually. But when you know you have the numbers like that, you've got to take them out. Even if it means you yourself will get hit, got to take those players down when you have those 2-on-1 opportunities.
Yeah, when you get numbers, typically you go on the attack there. However, I think the Hilltoppers are just concerned with closing out this one. They've got about 6:45 left in this game, and I think they're just trying to close out here, get out of here, get into good night's rest, and see what Sunday brings.
Yep, 12 Spartans, make that 13 Spartans, and now 6 Hilltoppers left in this point.
Ray
Who
Matty.
Is that masked man?
Ray Matty out charges.
Oh,
and
he doesn't want
the crowd to alert anybody that he is in fact wearing a mask. However, the mask kind of subverted by the name on the back of his jersey. nothing really hiding that.
He's got like a cleft palate or something.
Stay in. So Raymer, the Hilltopper, I guess. The remaining Hilltoppers, there's 6 of them. Tyler Johnson with a throw. Puts a
nice
rocket. But just right in between 2 Michigan State players. Nothing doing there.
Still a smart move. If you see a mass of players who don't have blocking balls with them, just throw. Even if you miss your intended target, you're bound to hit somebody.
Exactly. A great play. Ian Childs with a smart move to use a ball to reach across and grab another one that was on the western side of the neutral zone.
Spartans there. Pressed up far as can be. Hilltoppers still on their baseline. Now starting to move past their 3-point arc.
Throw by Jay Corral goes into the crowd and drills Luke Gillum. They're on the same team, folks. It happens. There's no sideboards here like in hockey.
Spartans willing to slow things down a bit for a change, and Hilltopper seemed happy to oblige. And a quick catch and comment from Dominic Carruthers.
Kalante Middleton.
The bar's getting
real.
Is 14 not out? 14 got hit.
Yeah, he stepped in and got hit, I believe, but apparently there's no call there.
What the fuck did 14 get?
13 Spartans, 4 Hilltoppers. We have 4:45 left in this game. Spartans lead 5-0.
4. Oh,
wow, that was beautiful.
Andrew Swanson not pleased with himself on that. Knows he should have made that catch. He got his hands on it.
Yep. Let's go, Johnson.
We're left with number 54 and number 26 and, I believe, 2 for Western Kentucky.
Yeah, Tom Schatzinger in 21, I believe, is who you're looking at over there. He is just slowly but surely creeping up that sideline.
Spartans take the cue from themselves, back up to the baseline, ready to charge them in retaliation when the Hilltoppers throw.
Jake Rye with a great slide in to get a ball. Tyler Johnson dodges. 2 balls. Jake Ryle with a crafty dodge. Tom Schatzinger gets a kill on the sideline. It looks like Ryle apparently it connected.
Yep, Ray Maddie with another catch. Armel Johnson mishandles one. He's going out. You still have 2 Hilltoppers left. Catch by
Schatzinger. Great catch and 1 foot in. That's good. And Bill Banks.
That is awareness.
The Asian sensation.
The Asian sensation indeed. Tom Schatzinger makes a great play on the baseline.
Very solid
court
awareness by him as he keeps 1 foot in to make that catch. We still have 3 Hilltoppers left.
Takes down Alante Middleton with the catch he just made. That's a big momentum play. Oh, that was almost my boss. That would sizzle in there real good.
And that's been put on podcast internet for immortality.
Oh, dear Lord. That's fine. You can put that one whiz right in my... I'm going to have carpet burn on my shins. Bill Banks goes down.
Meanwhile, 2 Hilltoppers left. I'm seeing 8 Spartans. We have 2 minutes, 55 seconds left in this ball game. Spartans up 5-0. Hilltoppers looking for a point.
Hey, hit that goal! Middle!
Tom Schatzinger stayed in. It didn't get him. Tom Schatzinger, that great dodge there.
Hey, come on, dude.
6 Spartans, 1 Hilltopper. Hilltopper throws, comes short.
Hey, hit him.
Tom Schatzinger, the great dodge. Sam Hiller, known for his Lost reviews, does not pick up the throw.
Tom
Schatzinger gets the kill on Hiller. He's running back.
Go.
Do.
And Ian Childs powers one home. Schatzinger had it where he wanted it. Didn't quite get his arms around it in time. It bounces back to the Spartans. That's going to put them up 6-0 with 2 minutes and 15 seconds left in the game.
Schatzinger just could not rebound fast enough there. He tried to pop the ball up, I think, to himself when he thought he was going to be a little late on it. And
It's not the worst move on earth. If you're leaning backwards, there's a slight chance that ball's going to pop straight up. More often, it's just going to sail even further back without a chance to grab it. But, frankly, he was in good position. That was solid play. Just didn't work out for him that time.
Yeah, Schatzinger tried to pop it up. Could not complete the play.
That's my bag. Sorry about that.
Great. Oh, it's fine. I got plenty of battery. But Schatzinger playing great survivalist dodgeball there at the end of that one.
Very impressive moves by Schatzinger. I would be very proud of him if I was Raymer for Western Kentucky. I'd also try and keep him in the starting lineups for however many years he's still at the university.
Now, Schatzinger, just a... he's a junior, so he's got one more year after this year. So he'll probably be an asset to this team next year, his senior year.
He sit out every other game.
And I've set out every other game on this.
Yep, team captain Ian Childs sitting out for this last point. I believe Raymer is still in there for Western Kentucky.
Yeah, Raymer kind of the dad coach of the like the Peanut League team, I guess, that is Western Dodgeball. You know, they're just... they're out here, they're trying to have a good time, they're trying to be competitive, and they're doing both. This game really not, I think, indicative of what exactly the Hilltoppers are capable of.
Western Kentucky grabs one of the 10 dodgeballs. Spartans with 9 slowly advance. They're in no hurry. Throw by Jerry from behind the back. Takes out 55.
Kenya Williams just made a lazy attempt to catch that. Did not get it.
Hilltoppers with 6 dodgeballs and about 13 players left on the court. We have a minute 45 left in the game. Shot clock violation by Western Kentucky. A little too timid. And all 10 dodgeballs go to the hands of the Spartans.
That is really interesting. That DePaul, it looks like on court 2, they're down to one man putting up a fight against Central Michigan. We don't have the score in that game. But just looking through the net, it looks like DePaul not quitting. Going down. He stepped out apparently.
DePaul seems very enthusiastic, so it sounds like the game was kept reasonably close over there. Meanwhile, back here at court 1, we have a minute and 35 seconds left. I believe all 15 Spartans are in there. 13 Hilltoppers. Unfortunately for them, all 10 balls in the hands of the Spartans.
Actually, there might be – no, there's 14 Hilltoppers. Daniel Williams, the only one that went down on that opening Spartan salvo. And so it looks like it's going to – oh, excuse me. Yeah, was Nyman in the Diamond Circus point? So it is 13, you are correct.
Here come the Spartans.
Well, here goes the game.
And about 5 of the Hilltoppers. Yep, I'm counting 5. Oh! And a parting shot at the face of number 4 as he heads out of bounds.
Not really a necessary kind of thing. He was behind the line. You know, you gotta try to at least be careful of the other team.
Right.
You know,
he was stepping in front of a couple of active Hilltoppers, however, it did seem a bit high.
Seemed like that one snuck in there, maybe a little less than accidentally. Spice goes down for the Hilltoppers.
Spartans with 2 dodgeballs, all 15 players. They advance.
Why do we continue to throw at people with balls?
2 blocks by.
We're inside of a minute. Jake Ryle gets a kill, though. Some crafty dodging.
Hilltoppers with, I believe, 8 players remaining. Spartans with about 13, 14 of them.
It's going to look like the Hilltoppers. We're probably not going to get through this point. There's a little less than 45 seconds left. Now down around 30. And
just some chance for a highlight reel.
Kyle Dahl jumps into a headshot.
Yep, Andy Malner manages another one. Jason Rich gets taken out. And 26 for Western Kentucky gets clipped in the nose.
You don't have any dodgeballs.
Spartans call Breslin their victory slash anything goes formation. They're just looking to keep things active. And that is going to do it here in Bowling Green for Saturday. Spartans win over the Hilltoppers 6-0.
Yeah, this one really just decided from the get-go. The Hilltoppers didn't really pursue aggressively. They didn't really play aggressively. And so, you know, they were out of this one almost, I guess, from about point 2. Anyway, but it's been a pleasure calling Saturday. I hope you guys enjoyed listening to these. We'll have more from the out rounds tomorrow. This is Zach Newton.
And Alex Bomas
on the Average Joe's podcast, live from NCAA Nationals in Bowling Green, Ohio.